And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. As industry leaders ponder the future of Spirit AeroSystems' defense portfolio after its sale to Boeing, Textron's Bell Division is expected to find a new supplier for work on its future long-range assault aircraft for the U.S. Army. In Wichita, Spirit builds the fuselage on the V-280 Valor for Bell's FLRAA program. It's considered to be one of the most important defense programs to the local economy. After the closure of Boeing's acquisition, which is expected in the middle of next year, Aviation Week reporting today that Texas-based Bell is likely to either search for a different company to build the fuselages or take on the work itself.
A prominent national publication has again highlighted multiple Wichita-based financial institutions as among the best in Kansas. For the fourth year in a row, Forbes named Emprise Bank to its America's Best Banks in Each State list, which also includes Interest Bank. Meritrust Credit Union made the America's Best Credit Unions in each state, rankings for the third straight year. Emprise Bank came in number 3 on the bank-specific list for Kansas, with Security Bank of Kansas City in the number 1 spot. And that's a look at local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Well, Ted, this drought is continuing, and I was just looking at our webpage. Of course, it's got... Our web page, by the way, has, you can see, well, let me see, I'll just pull it up here and I'll describe it to you. Anyway, if you've never been there, it shows, it's got a lot of weather information. I'll just put it that way. And also, I'm looking at the National Weather Service web page today, and they have a 7-day forecast out there. I'm not seeing anything but hot, hot, hot. Clear through next Monday at least.
Nope,
and beyond
that's
that. So this,
on into next week.
This weekend's going to be good and warm. I don't know if I'm going to get out and mow my grass or not. If I do, I'm going to do it early in the morning. You pointed out that Korean commemoration on Saturday at 10 o'clock should be okay, but about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they probably don't want to be
done before the heat of the day.
So
I have noticed that the lawns in my neighborhood aren't growing like they were back in May and June.
No.
Look at them now and like, boy, Nobody's mowed in a while. It still doesn't look too bad. Nothing's growing like it was a couple months ago.
That's why I got a couple of brown spots. I don't know what's going on in my yard. But, you know, over the years, you get later in the summer and early fall in this part of the state, this part of the country, and the grass will turn. It'll fade. It'll go to a nice brown color, usually, if you don't, if there's not a lot of rain. So, yeah, so what's going to happen? Mandatory watering. Do we have that several years ago? You remember?
Yeah, we've had it before.
We had it a couple of times, or at least once. And people just watering one day a week, and nobody, the city is saying, don't plant any trees this fall, or, other big shrubs, things like that. So, yeah, if we don't do it voluntarily, the city's going to come in and tell us to do it, how to do it. I concluded an issues interview yesterday with City Manager Robert Layton.
Mm-hmm.
The show will go on this weekend, but I record them at midweek, and we were talking, there was quite a bit in there about the water situation.
It's a huge concern.
A lot about the new water plant that's coming on. Of course, there's a new sewer plant. And that water plant, Bob told me, unless you get some water, you've got to get water running through it for a while before you can really get it up and going. So he's looking at maybe April of next year, if we can get some water coming from Lake Cheney. The drought continues, who knows? Anyway, this is the kind of thing that my late brother lived in California for a time, and they were conserving water there back in the 70s and 80s. And, of course, they had drought going on, and I saw some pretty interesting things about conserving shower water and putting it on plants, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's, I kind of drilled home to how valuable water is and can be to a community. We got it. We just got to get some rain. That's all.
Of course, one of our safeguards against this was that recharging the Equus beds stuff with that facility we built on the south side of town. I thought that was supposed to be one of our.
I think we Equus beds apparently okay.
Safeguards against something like this.
And I was thinking about that. I didn't
making
ask,
things dire.
I didn't ask Bob about that, but that's a unique program.
Because used to Wichita, the city of Wichita talked about that all the time.
Yeah.
You never hear him mention it anymore. I hope it's still.
I think it's still working.
Part of the process.
Mm. All right, well, let's turn to something else. Today is National Merry-Go-Round Day. Recognizing the amusement role associated with carnival music, and the merry-go-round is one of the oldest amusement rides. also known as the carousel. The merry-go-round rotates on a circular platform around a pole. Of course, there was a musical carousel, right?
I love a good carousel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Rodgers and Hammerstein. And the former Joyland Carousel, a popular attraction at Wichita's Botanica, moved down there several years ago. Our good friend.
Every time I'm there, I ride it.
I try to as well. Get on there with my grandkids and
it's a treat.
Ride the merry-go-round.
Part of Wichita history.
All right, 7:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up to the 8 o'clock hour this morning, stay with Steve and Ted. We have President Biden explaining why he is not running for re-election. Ted has sports on the way.
Yeah, more basketball last night at the TBT at Coke Arena. And the last team from Kansas still trying to advance. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. We've got the blur.
Yeah, this might be a blue ribbon edition.
Oh, really?
Especially when it comes to music. We've got a lot of good music items today and entertainment news in the blur. You don't want to miss it. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.